Welcome to Joe's Disposable Podcast, your daily update of sports and everything else happening.
Breaking news, Joe's Disposable Podcast is on the move. If you want to keep hearing the Hump Day Dumpster Fire, the Wheel of Freaking Destiny, and whatever other twisted things come to Joe's mind, all you have to do is search Joe's Disposable Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play and hit the subscribe button. You can also find every episode on ESPN1009.com. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming. Am I done?
And now, here's Joe.
All right, it is a Monday edition of the podcast, and let me just say this. Let me just start off with congratulating the United States of America. Why? Well, because we've become a social media-induced mob of idiots. Do you want proof? Art Van over the weekend in Warren, Michigan, was forced to close because of riots at their going out of business sale. Some countries have riots over food or health care or dictatorships or important stuff like that. We here in America, we have riots because we want to save 75% off that end table and we don't want our neighbor to get it.
How dare you?
Fighting for food and decent water is one thing. Fighting for 65% off that massaging recliner, well, that's another thing. Congratulations, America. We've become a nation of idiots.
Get your money's worth, Red. Get your money's worth.
All right, let's just do a stream of consciousness Monday. Michigan State basketball. How about the Sparties, huh? Wrapping it up. Four ranked wins. Iowa, Maryland on the road. Penn State on the road, and Ohio State yesterday. How they're not ranked in the top 10, I don't know. Here's what I think. Baylor, Dayton, San Diego State? Who would you rather play in March in the tournament? Any one of those three teams or Michigan State right now? Oh, and here's a little unpopular notion, too, speaking of Big Ten basketball. Did you watch Michigan against Maryland? Did you watch Michigan against Ohio State? Did you watch Michigan against Wisconsin? I'm not going to say it, but I will say it. I think the Michigan basketball team quit on Juwan Howard. Michigan is in one of those unenviable places where they're more excited about what's coming in than what's on the floor right now. It's a dangerous situation to be in. But yes, I do think Michigan quit on Juwan Howard. Speaking of college basketball, how does Kansas continue to cheat and get away with it? In almost every major scandal, whether it's payoffs or bribery or shoe scandals, Kansas is involved. Yet, they get off scot-free. How does that happen? Let's turn to the NFL, where I think the team that signs Tom Brady, that's right, the team that signs Tom Brady, their franchise will be ruined. Brady's 42 years old, okay? In the NFL, there's no gradual decline of skills. There's a fall off from the table. So if you're willing to throw your team away with a 42-year-old quarterback, good luck. I feel the same about Philip Rivers as well. Re-signing ancient quarterbacks never works. And re-signing ancient quarterbacks on new teams never ever works. Anybody that would sign Tom Brady is an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Do you see where the NBA is trying to come up with plans with regards to this coronavirus thing where they would play in front of empty stadiums? You know what? If they want advice on how to do this, they should contact the Detroit Pistons. They, ever since they moved to Little Caesars Arena, have been playing in front of empty stadiums for years. You could go to a Piston game now and with the coronavirus and not worry about spreading it. Speaking of the coronavirus, could we calm down a little bit in America and here in the state of Michigan? Okay, yes, there have been 17 deaths throughout the country of the coronavirus. But you know what kills more people every weekend than 17? That's right, murders. But we don't seem to care about that. We'll go all BS crazy about the coronavirus, which basically preys on the sick and the elderly anyway. There have been no coronavirus cases in the state of Michigan. But yet people have been stocking up on hand sanitizer, surgical masks, and other ridiculous things. You should be alert and be aware, but not be an idiot about it. But again, as I discussed with the whole Art Van situation, we've become that country. And finally this morning, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, where a San Antonio area woman is accused of robbing a couple of Sonic restaurants. That's right, Monica Michelle Logan was arrested after a Sonic employee told police that she was robbed when delivering a beverage to Logan's car. The suspect told the victim she had a gun and demanded the money in her apron. Well, the good thing about it is Monica Michelle Logan also had her infant children in the car. It's so difficult to find good daycare, especially when you're going to go out and rob Sonics, right? Second robbery happened the following day at another location. Again, Logan pointed a gun at the car hop and demanded cash. Quote, I want the money inside of your apron. It's not known if she took the kids to that one. Maybe she had daycare. Don't you hate that when, like, somebody's daycare is not available or the kids get sick and they have to come to work? I don't really mind kids around the workplace here, but I tell you what, if your job is to hold up restaurants, maybe you should arrange for better daycare. See, that's where the federal government needs to step in. Because you know what? If I'm out to, like, rob Sonic restaurants and I can't find great daycare, I might not be able to rob them. So what are you going to do? We should have a tax credit for better daycare. The only good thing that happened with Sonic restaurants is just in time for the NCAA tournament, they got rid of those two guys who were their spokesmen. Those two guys, those were like the most annoying commercials ever. Okay, I don't really necessarily get physically violent over commercials, but those two guys at Sonic, whatever, pushed every last button of mine. There you have it, and that's today's podcast. Speaking of pushing buttons, special thanks to Jerry O'Donnell, who is the executive producer of the podcast.
You've been listening to Joe's Disposable Podcast. Want to get a hold of Joe? Have a comment? Leave a comment on the ESPN 100.9 FM Facebook page. But keep it clean. Our mothers have liked that page. Joe's Disposable Podcast is a service of ESPN 100.9 FM. So there. So bad.